We are holding Daf Ayin Tes Amid Beis. The last Mishnah we'll see again. As the Mishnah says, V'lat Toido U'tumuroso. If you have a korban Toido that it gave birth, that has a Vlad, a kid, Rosa Tumuroso, you made a Tumur of a korban Toido. Or else Hifrish Toido V'yavda. You set aside one korban Toido and you lost it. V'ifrish Achferos Tachta. And then you set aside a second one instead of the first one. And now you found the first one. You have both of them here. So the halacha is, Eimer tuna lechem. All these three types of tzedus do not have to have lechem when it's brought. Shenamar the pasuk says, V'hikru v'azevach ha-tzeido, that we darshan ha-tzeido tuna lechem. Only the korban tzeido itself, the original one, has to have the 40 lechems brought with it. But v'lo v'loda, not the v'lad, the kid of tzeido, even though it's brought for Torah tzeido, v'lo chalufa, in this last case, where you lost one and brought a second one instead of it, and then you found it, v'loy t'murasa, tuna lechem, all these three types do not have to have lechem when the korban is brought. Another one says, Tana Rabbonin, under the price like this, Tana Rabbonin, Ma, when was the pasuk say, Toide Yakriv? So Rashi explains it means, to lay heavy tzorach l'neim, the pasuk did not have to say, Imal Toide Yakrivenu. It didn't have to say that, the Moslem Michta v'hikriv al zevach ha-toide. So what's the extra word of Imal Toide Yakrivenu? Gemara says, Minayin, Lamafrish Toidosoi, Viovdo, Vifrish Acheres Tachter, Veninces Orishono, Pereishteim Oindois. How do we know in the case where you lost your first Korban Toid, you set aside a second one, and then you found the first one, and both of them are here now? So, Minayin, how do we know to say, Shezit Mehem Shiyotzi Yaakov, either one you want, you have a right to bring. Falach Mimo, and the 40 lechems you bring with this one that you want to bring now, the first one you bring. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk come teach us, Hatoida Yakriv, says the word Hatoida Yakriv, mashma any toida, you bring the lechem with it. Now Yochel, I would thought to say, Shetei Shania Tuna Lechem, maybe you would then when you bring the second one, the one that was lost, whichever one, after the second one you're bringing, maybe the second toida also needs lechem. On this, Talmud, the Pasuk says, Yakriv Venu, Lashon Echad V'Loshnayim, only one and not two. The Gemara says, Acha Sharibu Akosa V'Miyat. There's a riba in the pasuk now to say either one you could bring, and there's a miyat to say only one needs lechem. And so minayin, how do we know the rabbis vlodis v'chlifas or tmuras lahakrova? How do we know to say that you have to bring it? We're only saying there's a miyat hakrova that doesn't need its own lechem. But how do we know to say the chlad that there's hakrova? You have to bring the tmura of a toida or the chalipin or the vlad. Tam lema, the pasuk says imal toida mashma. There's another toida also. So Rashi says it's a ribri, the chol elu kraven. All of them are brought. And Moshe says it's so. Yochai would have thought to say ye tunas lechem. Maybe once you have to bring them, they have to have their own lechem. Also, Talmudim it says no. The hikra v'azevach ha-toida. And the riddik is toida tuna lechem for loy v'loda v'loy chilufa v'loy tmurasa tuna lechem. And these do not have to have the lechem brought with them. Now the Gemara says sholach Rav Chanina. Mishmei the Rabbi Yochanan, he sent and said like this, that loishonu el aliyach ha-kaporo, aval lefnei kaporo, tunen lechem. In other words, when do we say that the vlad of the tmur of the chalipin of the toida does not need its own lechem? That's only if it's brought after you brought the korban ha-toida. Aval lefnei kaporo, let's say the first one of the two you bring is the tmur or the chalipin or the vlad, then he says, yes, it needs a lechem. Gemara says, "Heavy bor Rav Amram." Rav Amram asked a question like on what Rav Chanina said, that ahai, on which case you're talking about? Elim, if you want to tell me a chalipe, you want to tell me a chalipe toidas chayva, the case where you had a chayva to bring a korban toida, and you lost the first one, and you set aside a second one, and now you found the first one. So tell me on the chalipin that you bring the chalipin first, that you have to have lechem with it. Elif neikapora tanina. If before you brought the first one, any one you bring, we learned already that whichever one of the two you bring, you have to bring the lechem with it. Iliyacha kaporo, elamai, once you brought one, when you bring the second one, that the second one does not need to have its own lechem, tanninan, this also we learned. Swati chidish. Ela, you would on the tayyam and aleph on top. Ela, the Gemara says, is growing a chalipe toide nedova. It's going on the case where first you said, harezu, you stand made a nedova to bring a korban toide. And you lost it, and you set aside a second one. So you want to tell me then also that only one of them needs lechem and not both of them. So I'm asked the question, why? the chura bein lefnei kapora bein liachan kapora tuma lechem. Whether you brought the first one first or the second one first, it doesn't make enough kamina. The chura both told us now both kabbonah should have to have its own lechem brought with it. Why? Because mar beba todesu. You start being a marbi, you bring in more todes than you have to. In other words, the first one was a korban in the dava. The dava means if you have it, bring it. If you lose it, you don't have to bring another one. So now that you set aside a second one, the pshat is you want to bring another korban todes. That's like a new one by itself. So if you find the first one, they're like two separate korban todes that both of them need lechem. So that can't be a chiddush to say that only one, the first one, needs it and not the second one. Ella, you must be going on avlat todes. Avlat todes in the dava. Then in case where the toda was only a nedava, he just said harezu, and then the behemoth gave birth. So you're telling me that vlad, if you bring the vlad first, then it needs lechem. So Mor says, no, it's not true. Bein lefnei kapora, bein liyacha kapora, ain't tuna lechem. Why? Moisa the toda he, it's only called a moisa the toda. Whether you bring it first, whether you bring it second, doesn't make enough kamina. The ikka carbon is the toda itself. This, the vlad, is like a moisa, like the leftover of the first one. And the Meisim does not need a lechem. Rashi says, Kegoin Shehifrish V'yolda. If so, Benikruv Lefnei Kapor, Benachah Kapor, Rein Tuna Lechem, Rashi says, To Meisim B'Tedi, Shekvah Nishchater B'Achar, Tevi Kemafrish Mois De Tadosei, that he tells you is left over, the Chodov Rabbo Melech, Kegoin Vlad, Choshu Meisim. Anything that comes by itself is called like the Meisim, it's called left over. So pshita, the leftover of the money of leftover, what comes by itself, does not have to have its own lechem. Shmur says, Ela, it must be a chiddush was, avlad toida choiva. In the case we have a choiva to bring a korban toida. And now it gave birth the vlad of a choida, of a toida choiva. So now, lefnei kapara tun lechem. If you bring the vlad first before you bring its mother, then you tell him you do have to bring lechem with it. But liyacha kapara ain't tun lechem. But once you bring the mother first, you're ready yotzi kapara, then with the vlad itself, you do not have to have lechem. The Gemara says, my kamashman, what are you teaching me if so? My kamashman, that the ksav Rabbi Yochanan Rechon holds that all the mischapa b'shvach hegdish, that a person could have his kapara from the shvach of hegdish, like over here. True, it was a trade of chayvam, but the maisa that gave birth to the kid is called the shvach, it's called like the praise of hegdish. That's the chiddush that a person could be mechaper be shvach hegdish. So Gemara says, "Heavy bonami Yabaya." Abaya the Chur also asked the same question: what was the chiddush that the Chanina was saying over the name of Rabbi Yochanan? In which case? And he also came out ki agavne. Must be the same type of a chiddush. Then the case where the toida was the toida chayva, and then he gave birth. So the Ma'aseh, if you bring the vlad first, the vlad needs lechem. And the Gemara says, "It menamu Yosef learned." Omer Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Chilufei toida nedavom. If you have a korban toida, then you set aside a second one because you lost the first one. So now bein lefnei kapora, bein liyacha kapora. Whether you bring the first one first, the second one first, now you want to bring the second one, doesn't make enough kamina. Whichever one you bring first, both of them are tuna lechem. Both of them, these two kabbonis have to have their own separate 40 lechems. What? That's what we said before. It's only considered ma bebetaydesu. You're only adding on to toides. In other words, you have a Sony in the Dover. If you lost it, you have no chiyuv to bring a second one. When you set aside a second one, the pshat is you'd be marred a second one. So that's called two korban todes. Vlad toida nedava, if you have a korban toida that gave birth. So now it's only called a moiser of hegdish, and therefore it does not need lechem. Therefore, bein lefnei kapor, bein yacha kapor, ain't tuna lechem. Why moiser the toida? It's only called like a leftover. It's a kedusha by itself. Therefore, whether it's brought first, whether it's brought second, you do not have to have the lechem brought with this toida. What's going to be vlad toida chayva? Let's say you have a toida chayva, a chiv you have to bring. Is that a ray, a lie? And then it gives birth. So locher is lefnei kapara to the lechem. If you bring the vlad first, since the locher is, you could be mischap whichever one you want. So when you bring the vlad first, it needs lechem. But liyachak kapara, if you bring the mother first, you have the kapara with the mother. And after the kapara, now you bring the vlad, is aim to the lechem, you do not have to have lechem. So the kids of Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yosef says over the same halacha as you said before in the name of Rabbi Yechonon. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Kol Shebechates Meisa, the Toide to the lechem. Anytime the luck would be by Korban Chates, that the din is it should be meisah. There are five types of korban chatas that are meisah. Let's say nischapro baleho or neis baleho, the tumurosam. Anytime the locker of a korban chatas is that this part of it has to be meisah, has to die. So betoida ain't tuna lechem. Such a korban in the same similar case by korban toida does not need lechem. But kol shevachatas roya. Anytime by korban chatas you don't have to let it die, but rather just let it pasture in the field until it becomes a balmum, and then you could be poida with it and use it. To them, betoida, similar situation by korban toida would be tuna lechem. Yes, you have to bring lechem with that korban toida. So that's his klal. We'll soon see exactly what it comes to tell us the chiddush. Which part is this chiddush? Samara says, "Mosi Rav Amram." Rav Amram missed the question. Ma oima. So this, what does the pasuk say? Ha toida yakriv. What does the pasuk mean to teach us? So it means like this. That minayin, how do we know to say lemafrish toidoso? If you set aside a korban toida v'yov, then you lost it. V'yifrish acheres tachter, and then you set aside a second one instead of the first one. V'nimtzis harishayna, and then you found the first korban toida. And v'areishteim oimdois, both of them are standing in front of you. So minayin, how do we know to say she'ezem mehem she'yu tiyakru? Whichever one of the two you have a right to bring for your korban toida. V'lachmo imo, and whichever one you decide to bring now, the first one, you have to bring the lechem with it. Talmud Leiman, this the pasuk says, ha toido yakrif, that you have to bring the korban toido mashma, the first one you bring, that's the one that needs the lechem. Yochla, I would have thought to say, if so, say shniya tun lechem, maybe the second one you bring also needs lechem. Again, this is by a toido schoiva. We lost the first one, you set aside a second one. Maybe even the second one now also needs its own lechem. Talmud Leiman, the pasuk says, no, yak we had before, yak we venu, that we dash in echor v'leishnayim, only one of the two needs lechem and not both of them. That's the lacha by korban toida. So it comes out that what? That the chilufin of a korban toida yemakriv without lechem. Now, v'ilu gabe chattis kai gavnu roya, by korban chattis in this similar case, the din would be roya. You have to let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a balamum, and then you could sell it. But if so, because chashanish on the cloud that Shmuel said that any time by chattis it's roya, by a toid it needs its own lechem. And here we see no, it's roya by a chattis, and by a toid you do not need its own lechem. It's none, because learn like this. Hifrish chatoso, somebody set aside a korban chattis. He did a chet, he needs a korban chattis. The old, then he lost the first one. V'ifrish acheres tachter, and he set aside a second one instead of the first one. The nimtzes, now he found the first one. The nimtzes are rishon, he found the first korban chattis. He has both of them here. V'areishteim oimdois, and both of them are in front of him. So mischapa biyachas mihen, he has the right to bring whichever one of the two he wants to for his korban chattis. Oshnia Thomas, Tiber Rebbe, these are the words of Rebbe. This is called the chattis nischapru baleho, and therefore the second one goes the misa. However, v'chachomim oimrim, the chomim say, ein chattis meisa, no, you do not have to let the second one die. Elishanim says liyachash nischapru baleim, only when you found the first one, like if you already brought the second one. Then we say, since it was ready in the Nischapru Bailam with the second Korban Chattis, the first one goes Lemisa. Ha'akodim Shnischapru Bailam, but let's say you found the first one before you brought the second one, and both of them are here now, so since the din is you have a choice, whichever one you want, both of them are really fit to be brought, therefore the Chum say, whichever one you bring, very good, that's the Korban Chattis. And the second one is Roya, you have to let it pasture in the fields. So the kiss you see in a case like this by Chattis, it's Roya. And you're telling me now by Toida, the second one you bring does not need lechem. Says, so it's a kasher on Shmuel. Shmuel says, yes, I'll tell you, Shmuel k'Rebbe Srilei. Shmuel holds like Rebbe. That what the Yom that he says, Avuda b'shas hafrosha mesa. Said, no, that any time when you set aside the second korban chattis, the first one was lost, that's the halacha, the second one is brought, and the first one always goes lemisa. Even though you find it before you brought the second one. So therefore it's good Shmuel that whenever it's Mesa by Yechatis Huadin, there's no Lechem by the Toida. Samara says, Eloroya le Rebbe Hekimish Kachasla. So if Shmuel holds like Rebbe, where is there going to be a case that by Korban Chattis that it's Roya? That we say that you can't use it, but you have to let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a Balamum, and then be poider it. Where is there a case? Here by the Chalufin of a Korban Chattis, you're telling me it's Lemisa's law. So where is there a case that it's Roya? Samara says, yes, to the Rabbi Ishiya. The case could be like Rabbi Ishiya's case. Diyama Rabbi Shavashia says, what's going to be? Hifrish Teichatoyas Techrayas. Let's say at the beginning. Not the pshat you lost one and brought a second one. But at the beginning, right away, you know you did a chet that you have to bring a chatis. And right away, you set aside two karbonas lachrayas that in case you lose one, you'll have the other one ready to be used. In such a case, the din is, mischapa b'yaisim hem shiyutsu. You have a right to choose whichever one of the two you want you could use. And b'yashniya, the second one, is tiror. The second one, you could just let pishtum and becomes a balmum. You'll sell it. You'll be part of it. So this is the case by a chatis that's raya. And v'ho gabi toidu ki agavna for the makasha. I v'ho gabi toidu ki agavna in tuna lechem. V'ho tzakasha by the korban toidu in such a case, where you set aside two chatuk toidus for yechiv, and then you brought one, because the second one would not have to have its own korban lechem, would not have to have the lechem. So you have tzakasha and Shmuel. Shmuel says, whatever, by a chatis it's roya, by a toidu it needs its own lechem. And here would be a case where you set aside the two chatuk at the beginning, that by chatis it's roya, and by korban toidu, if you set aside two of them for your one chiyuv, you bring whichever one you want, and that one needs lechem, and the second one does not need lechem. So my answer is no. Elata yishmuel Rabbi Shimon Srilei. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon. That says what? Yom that he says, chomesh chatoyis meses. That there are five korban chatoses that mes, mash mivel achrayis, also is lemis ozlo. So even by this last case, we set aside two chatoyis, lachrayis, so whichever one you want, you could use. And the second one, tak is lemisozlo. And the Mora says, v'horoye l'Rebbe Shimon lesle klal. Chutz akasha then. If Shmuel holds like Rebbe Shimon, according to Rebbe Shimon, there's never a case that's roya by korban chatis. It's always lemisozlo. You never have a case that you let it live, just let it become a balmum and be part of it. So Mora says like this, Shmuel nami chod kamenach nami. I'll tell you really, Shmuel meant to say just one halacha, and he meant to say like this. Kol sheva chatis meisa, betoy den tuna lechem. Anytime by korban chatis, the din is this lemisa's law, or then by korban toida, it does not need lechem. And so, my kamashmalon, what's the chidish? He did not say the other way, that when it's roya by chatis, there's lechem by toida. He did not say, because there's no case of roya by korban chatis. So, my next question is, so, my kamashmalon, what's the chidish of Shmuel then? Liafuke mit Rabbi Yochanan, he's just coming to exclude from Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. The Yoma that he says, Odo mischate b'shvach hegdish, that yes, a person could have a kaporo from a shvach hegdish, that there's a case of a vlad, a tzedo, that you could have a kaporo with it. Is kamash from the deloy, says the chiddush, no, there's no kaporo, you'll never have to bring lechem with the vlad of a tzedo. Since the din is, it's always the vlad of a chatis, is always the nisar's law. Since there's always lemisa's law by a korban toida, it would not need lechem. Even when it's a toida's chayva, and then it gives birth, halacha is, if even if you bring the vlad first, the vlad does not need lechem. That's the chiddush of Shmuel. Not like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that in the case of a toida's chayva, when it gives birth, and you want to bring the vlad first, that vlad needs lechem. So the Shmulagin says no. Since the din is by chatis, is lemisa's law, who are din by a toida, it would not need its own lechem. Now the Gemara says, "Amar Rab Abba, zu toida, v'zu lachma." That's if somebody says, "Zu, this is a korban toida, and v'zu lachma, this is the lechem." Now, of the halechem, then he loses the lechem. So locher is maybe lechem acher. This korban toida he has, he's still allowed to use it. They just have to bring another 40 lechems because he lost the first one that he set aside for it. But what's going to be of the toida? Let's say you lost this korban toida. Again, you set aside the korban, you said there should be a toida. And you also set aside the 40 lechems. And for you meant this miyachid, this lechem should be with this korban toida. And now you lost the korban toida. The locher is ainim maybe toida cheris. You cannot bring another korban toida to use with these lechems. These lechems have to go to ibud. The Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? Lechem liglal toida. The lechem comes because of the korban toida. The ikur is the korban toida. So as long as you have the korban toida, even though some happened to lechem, just bring another pair of lechem. But the yain toida liglal lechem. But the toida does not come because of the lechem. Therefore, if you set aside this lechem for this korban toida, and something happened to it, you cannot use this lechem for another korban toida. But rather, they go libud, and you are... Now the Gemara says, what's going to be? The Yomar Rava says, Hifrish Moyes Letedosai. Let's say somebody set aside money to bring his korban toida with. Then he says through, and he had leftover money, the korban only cost $80, and he set aside $100. So Locher is, maybe Abraham Lechem, with this extra money you could use to bring Lechem, because Lechem calls the Chlal HaToida. My second, the opposite way, let's say a Lachmei Toida, you set aside money, $100, for the Lachmei Toida, and then he says through, it only cost you $80, you have leftover. Is Ain Mevi Ben Toida, you're not allowed to use this money now for korban toida. Again, my time, what's the reason? Learn if you want to tell me Mishum the Rav Kanon, but the Yom Rav Kanon Chana says, me nine had one else to say, Lelach Mei Toida, that Lelach Mei Toida is the Kuro Toida, that they also call the Korban Toida. Shinem and the Pasuk says, the Ikriv Olav Zevach HaToida, Chalois Matzeis. So it says, Lashna, the Ikriv Olav Chalois Toidois are Matzeis. So you see, that the Lelach Mei Toida itself is also called the Toida. Therefore, the leftover money of the korban toida, you could buy lechem with it. So when it says Yochi, if so, itchanani, it should be the opposite way also. If you have money left over from the lechem, you should be able to buy a korban with it. So when it says no, lechem ikri toida. The lechem is called the toida. So therefore, if you set aside this money for korban toida, and you have left over, you could use the money for lechem, because lechem is also called the toida. Ma'ashen kein toida ikri lechem, but the toida is not called the lechem. Therefore, if you set aside the money for the lechem, you cannot use the extra money for a teida that's not called lechem. One chiddush. Another chiddush is the Yomar Rava. Rava says, Hifrish teida, so you set aside a korban teida, the ovda, and then you lost it. And then you set aside another one instead of the first one, so you amafrish a korban teida, and you lost it. You set aside a second one, the ovda, and you lost the second one. And you set aside a third one. You set aside a third one now because she lost the second one also. So Rabbi says, the nimtzu harishay nois, and now you found the first two. The reishloshim andais, and all three korban toidos are sitting in front of you. So the question is, which one of them needs lechem? So this chata barishayna, if you bring the first one for your korban chatis, for your korban toida. So lechem is shniyanu tuna lechem. The second one does not have to have lechem because the second one was the chalupin of the first one, and that's the din of the Mishnah. The chalupin does not need lechem. But shlishi is tuna lechem. The third one is not called the chalupin for the first one. Therefore, the third one is not coming by itself. Therefore, the third one also needs lechem. What's going to be though in the schapa b'shlishis? Let's say you have a kapor with the third one. Again, the schapa b'shlishis. Let's say use the third one first. So then, Shniya ain't tuna lechem, because the second one had to do with the third one. In fact, the third one, in fact, the chalupin for the second one. So the second one does not need lechem, but Rishon tuna lechem. This is chiddush. The first one does need lechem because it had no shaykes to the third one. What's going to be the emtsois? Let's say you bring the middle one first, then the other two shteim ain't tuna lechem, because the first one, the second one, was the chalupin for the first one, and the third one is a chalupin for the second one. So they both have to do with the second one, therefore the other two, one and three, is potter from lechem. That's what Rava holds. Abaye Ramano, Abaye says, Afilu nischata v'yachas mihem, no matter which one of the three you use for yikr korban toida, shteyem ein tunas lechem. The other two do not have to have lechems brought with them. Why? Kulin chalipin dadad ninu. They're all one big chalipin. The chatas really only want to bring one korban toida. Just you lost the first one, you set aside the second one. You lost the second one, you set aside a third one. The shat is all coming like dodi because you want to bring one korban toida. Therefore, we all have to do one with the other, and therefore, the any one you bring, the first one needs the lechem, and the other two do not need the lechem. Amr Abzera says, V'chein linyin chata, the same thing applies by korban chatas. Hifrish chatos, you set aside a korban chatas, v'yovdu, and you lost the first one. V'yovdu, shachar tachta, you set aside a second one, v'yovdu, you lost the second one also. Then v'hifrish shachar tachta, you set aside a third one. The nimtzo rishonos, you found the first ones, by reishlosh from endless, all three of them now in front of you. So look with again like this. Nischata b'rishon, if you use the first one, for korban chatos, or shniya tamos, the second one has to die. That was like a chlipin for the first one. But shlishis, the third one, is not a chlipin for the first one, therefore it's tiro, let it pass you. Nischata b'shlishis is the opposite way. Shniya tamos, the second one has to die because that was a chlipin for the third one. The third one was the chlipin for the second one. But rishon the tiro, let it pass you, it wasn't a chlipin. Nischata then says, if you use the middle chatos, then shtem yemoiso, the first two, first and third, has to die. because they're both considered a chalip, and they have to do with the middle one. Abaye argues and says, no, here also. Abaye Rama, no, I feel this chapa biyachas men. Even if you only use one of the three cup, whichever one you use for the kapara, stay in your mice, so the other two have to die. Why? Kulan chalipin abadin inu. Both of them are considered a chalipin for the one that's brought. You'll have shaykhs one to the other, like we just explained. So Moshe says, so, my vechain, avada, what's the chiddish? Avada, the same swear. So Moshe says, no. Mada, the mama was about to say, horse, mudikulu meima, ma bevetoidu. Maybe by a carbon toid, this time, want to bring another carbon toid, you could bring as many as you want. So therefore, I would say that you don't have to, you could bring lechem by itself. Abul hoch, over here by chattis, lech lemeima ma bechattis. You can bring an extra carbon chattis. A Malay, I would have to say, like, Rav agrees to buy it, like, they're only coming for chalipin, and they should all be Thomas. It's commercial, and that's the Kiddush, no, even by chattis also. According to Rav, it's only stated the third one is being brought now, so the second one was a chalipin for the third one, but not the first one. That's the Kiddush, the first one is Tirur. Tony Rebbe Chia, he learned like this. Toidush, and it's Arab between Murasoi, let's say, had a carbon toid, and it's Tumul, and they got mixed up together. And now we'll make Sachas Mian, one of the two died. And you don't know which one is left. So Chavret is the one left over. Ain't no takon, there's no takon for the one left over. And we don't know how to bring it. Because the Toida needs lechem. But the Tumula does not need lechem. So what should we do now? So what's Hechen Eved? What should we do? Nakriv lechem bahador. Should we bring the lechems with this one you bring in now? So the question is no. Dilma Tumuri. Maybe the one that's alive is the Tumura. And the Tumura does not need lechem. If so, maybe bring it without lechem. If so, lenakriv lechem bador, do not bring lechem with it. Gemara says, no, do we have to be afraid, maybe toidah, maybe it's the real carbon toidah. And if so, you bring in the toidah without lechem, you're not yotzi yechayv. So Gemara says, hey, Kedom, let's see, what's the case talking about? Idi omar alai, if he said a chayv upon himself alai, so loy sagid, loy maisi, loy bay machrin, he has to bring another one anyway, for lechem. And let him bring another carbon toidah with the lechem, and say like this, lame like this. Ihach the kaima, if the first one is tumura, if so, again, ihach the kemaisa tumura, if the first one that was here, the korban is the tumura, if so, the second one then, ha-toida v'olachma, the second one you bring with the slachma is very good. Ihach the kaima, toida, if the first one you brought was really the korban toida, if so, ha-lachma, the lechem you bring in now should go for that korban. Whatever yachrayis, and this one should stand being achrayis, stand want to bring another korban. So therefore, this one does not have to have lechem. So what's your kasha? So we're supposed to go through, because the case is, Yom HaRezu, we did not make a chayv, we just said HaRezu, this should be a toida. So since he said HaRezu, now there's no way for what to do to be mesaken it. And we're also explaining, it says, Simin, Lamridis, Midas, Ola, Shish, Shechein, Tadoma, Deret Yisrael, Deawal of Yud, Chalash, Moisa, Tamura, Bachutz, Cheskiyo, Hifrish, Chatzis, Liyacha, Yosef. These are some more than how to remember the next challenge we'll have in the Gemara now. Gemara says, Omru Lameidu Rufnei Rebbe. The Lameidu means the Tamidim said in front of Rebbe. So Rashi said, not Tamidim, I said Lameidu means Levi. Levi said in front of Rebbe. What's the question now? Even if it was only a Nedava, the Lasi Lechem, let him still bring the 40 Lechems. The Lema, let him say like this. The first one that's here is a carbon toidah. There's only the tumura died. The toidah is alive. It's so very good. He holachma. This is the lechem for that toidah. Eloi, elamai the opposite one. Let's say the first one that died was the toidah. The one that's alive now is the tumura. So you don't need this lechem. Then leitik lechulin. Let's be pointed with or be matishin on it tonight. And on the side, you don't need the lechem. It should become chulin. And anyway, you don't burn it. You only eat it. So there'll be no problem. Omlus, he said back to him, no, v'chimachnisim chun l'azora. You don't have to say it, you can't bring chun into the azora. Samara says, v'lei stokei behemel, bring another behemel v'lachma, bring lechem with it. V'lei must like this. Each, the kaima tumura, the first one that's alive now, the tumura, very good. Ho toida v'lachma, the second korban you bring now is a toida, with this lechem. Elamai, what are you afraid about? Each, the kaima tumura, the first one still alive is the toida. If so, he, holachma, this is lechem. Brought to have a shlomen and make a tanai, that now the second one should be a shlomen. So the second one you bring is on a tanai. Either it's a taida or else it's a shlomen. If the first one was a tamura, the second one is a taida. If the first one was a taida, let the second one be a shlomen. And you only have to have one set of lechems then. Or my lady, Levi said no. Or my lady, the Rebbe, the lazy behema. No, a Marie says, or my lady, Mishum to come a mayat piachilo, to shlomen. It's no good.
Because on the Tzata say you bring it for a shlomim, you're allowed to eat it for 2 days. On the Tzata say it's a toy, you can only eat it for 1 day. So you're going to have to be machmir now and only eat it in 1 day. If it's left over the meat of a common day, no, you still have to burn it. And really, maybe not, maybe it's only a shlomim. So therefore, we do not want to bring a korban toydor on a suffix shlomim, because you'll have the wrong date, how long you're allowed to eat it.
Now the Gemara says, oh, my Levi said to Rebbe, Levi still said back to Rebbe, let him still bring now another korban with the lechem. Let him say like this, if the one that's alive right now, the first one, again, the same situation, where first you had a toydor with its tamura, and one of the two died, and one of them is alive, see if the one that's alive now is the tamura, so very good. The second one you bring in now, that's a korban toydor, and you bring a lechem with it. If the first one that's still alive is the toydor, he holach mitzvah lechem. What heavy moisa the toydor? This should be like moisa, the leftover of toydor, and lochor of a leftover money of a korban toydor you bring without lechem. Amalei said back to him, "Kumdumi ani sheilemach."